Mr. Nugent and I both attended the Education Foundation kickoff meeting, I guess is what it was. Mike wanted me to pass along, obviously, that we are extremely grateful for our teachers and students and our staff that have joined us in coming back to work and trying to find some normalcy to the world and getting back to it. As an Education Foundation board member as well, from my standpoint, it's neat to see what we're going to hopefully be able to do this year as an Education Foundation. But these teachers and staff who continue to support the Education Foundation through their giving campaign that we host. And 51% of the staff in College Station ISD have pledged $142,220 this year. So that's helping within. And we're going to put that back in scholarships and grants and give those out this year. He also said, we also hope to be able to continue all of our programs at the same or very close level compared to last year. If anybody's watching this, I think a big concern is 50 Men Who Can Cook going to continue in the same realm, I guess, that it has in years past. And all I'm going to say as a board member on that is we are doing everything we can to make it continue in the same aspect. At the same time, we are also preparing in case we have to make any adjustments. So in some shape or form, an event will be held, hopefully. We don't know what that looks like right now, but if we could say, yes, it's going to look like it has in years past, that's what we'll stand by right now and just hope the cards fall where they may. So other than that, we're ready to roll Education Foundation-wise, and I think grants are due here October 1st. I don't know for sure. So if teachers have any grants or anything like that that they want to apply for, make sure we get those in.